From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Former President Donald Trump takes his presidential campaign to the Jersey Shore this weekend. Wildwood Mayor Ernie Troiano says Trump's rally Saturday on the beach will be with an estimated 20,000 people, maybe more.
But it does mean a lot to our community because it brings in all the additional people, and the businesses get an earlier shot than normal with a larger crowd. So it's an economic boom for us.
The campaign's put up about $54,000 to cover security costs. Former President Trump believes he can win the state of New Jersey in his bid to return to the White House. Trump spoke with New Jersey 101.5's Bill Spadia. They talked about everything from immigration to drugs, inflation, and of course Saturday's big rally in Wildwood. You can hear the entire interview beginning right after the 6:30 news, just about 30 minutes from now on New Jersey 101.5. Rutgers President Jonathan Holloway again defending a deal he struck with pro-Palestinian protesters, this time before state lawmakers. He was supposed to be in Trenton for a budget hearing, but that hearing quickly turned into sharp questioning of his handling of the protests and allegations he's ignored the safety concerns of Jewish faculty and students, yet catered to Palestinian demands. This was likely a preview of the grilling Holloway will get when he appears before a congressional committee next week. A Jewish student has filed a lawsuit against Rutgers, claiming she was harassed and bullied for defending Israel, and Rutgers did nothing. Authorities in Middlesex County are tired of leading the state in fatal crashes and road deaths. A big crackdown is now underway. You're likely to see increased police this morning.
North Brunswick has been cracking down on reckless and distracted driving since the beginning of the year. Now, police in multiple neighboring towns have come aboard.
Now it's not just, hey, slow down in North Brunswick. Now it's just slow down, period.
Captain Brian Hoiberg says since the pandemic, it seems like people have gotten used to driving more aggressively with fewer consequences.
Think about the consequences of your actions. If you can't do that, we'll be more than willing to help.
Middlesex County has recorded more than 20 fatal crashes already this year. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Another blah weather day for your Friday with periods of light rain and drizzle this morning and this afternoon. It'll stay cloudy, breezy, and quite cool. We're stuck around 50 degrees for the duration. Showers will finally wrap up this evening. We'll really dry out and clear out after midnight tonight. Low temperatures in the chilly mid-40s. Tomorrow will be a better, brighter day. Partly sunny skies. Highs around 60, but rain will return tomorrow night into Mother's Day Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Ficaro's. If you need auto body work, Ficaro's has immediate repair openings for your late model vehicle. Remember, choosing a repair shop is your right, not your insurance company's decision. Don't fall for the insurance company's scare tactics. Visit Ficaro's.com.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.